It is a joy to be with you. Meditation is a gift that we give ourselves. And in doing so, we give it to the whole world. We effect the telepathic currents of consciousness, human shared consciousness, such that we, like this picture on our screen, just smile and transform each moment. That's what butterflies do, right? They transform. And we have the opportunity through a meditative practice to take each moment for what it is and transform our relationship, should it be anything other than delightful and meaningful. This is the power of being a human being, and it's the power of meditation. So we smile. We take a long, slow, deep breath. We sit well in this sacred temple called our body. And we settle, breathing in and breathing out. Each moment is what it is. It requires no adornment by our mind or our emotions. It requires no dramatic interaction, but it does require presence. Right now, somewhere around the world, there is a person on a journey. And they might be leaving hardship with the aspiration of goodness at the other end. And so we can reflect for ourselves right now. Are you on a journey? Do you realize the journey you're on? And pretty quickly, we might respond with some sort of personal answer, and that would be understandable, but then feel the breath. Sit up well and feel the breath flowing inside. Come inside. What is your journey? There's a starting point. There's the journey itself, the walk, the travel, the topography, the emotions, the wonders, the fears that will go with any journey. There is an intended destination. But as we know, it is the journey that is usually more important. So as we sit, we feel our breath. And its flow, its journey in, its journey out. Come inside. Let that be the journey. What's inside? Who are you from the inside? Then breathe again and let all those thoughts and all those thinking answers flow away with the breath. And smile. Sit in that moment of peace, elongated. Just sit. Smile. In the smile, in the breath, in this moment, let us all come to the understanding, maybe the profound realization that there is nowhere to go. The journey is instantaneous. And it is not from here to there. It is in the elongation of moment as it is and as we are at peace, content, aware. Smile again and abide in it, sitting up well in this temple of a body, feeling the ground of contact to incarnated life. Feel your physical dimensionality and everything that is a part of it without naming it by simply expanding your field from the inside to the outside, because that's what's real. Outside to inside, that can be questioned. And because this is intermediate and you'll know what I'm directing, then as we smile, we feel the bowl of the smile. We feel the bowl of the heart. We feel the bowl at the base. And breath cascades through these bowls. Again, is a journey. The journey of the cascading flow of awareness, of breath, of life. But it is inside. It is here and now. And no movement is required. Just the flow. from the inside. Breath is this moment. And no matter what circumstances, no matter what scenery is on the stage of our life, breath is this moment. We chose to be here now, and that is a powerful statement because that means that everything is choice. Everything is choice. And to smile with that, to delight in its flawless truth, is sparkly, actually, is uplifting. We've put the props, we've put the tapestries, the curtains, the stage itself, we've set the stage. We smile with it. Sit well in this temple of a body, this temple of our physical dimensionality. Feel the purpose. Don't try to name it. Just feel it. Purpose. It's conjoined with peace. And with the smile and the awareness of being present, we can probably scope back and step back and be the audience of this play, this thing that we call the journey of life, and realize that in fact we haven't moved, and that that's all right, because the stage is the play, is the journey, and the purpose of our journey individually, what is it we are here to know, to learn, to express, to manifest, to understand about reality, ourself, humanity, its journey, all of that keeps playing over and over again on the same stage. We change out the scenery. We move some props around. The actors change their clothes and maybe the masks they're wearing. It's the same purpose. It's the same punchlines. It's the same dramatic point. And so we smile. Here, now, in this breath, we smile, and breath cascades from our smile through our awareness, through our heart, and it cascades down to the root and the bowl of our existence in this life, in this play of decades long and so many seeming different actors. But it's all one purpose. It's all one journey, and we haven't moved. And we smile with it because that's not a defeatism. That's the power of awareness to understand that we have one purpose. We are here to manifest and demonstrate very particular qualities. And it is so in every situation, no matter where we are, when we are. We smile with it, sit up well, and breathe the truth of it. humanity is experiencing a very powerful matter-of-fact phase of reality. And each of us are too. It's the current, telepathic and consciousness current of our world. It's demonstrating in our world overall as well, with the truth of global climate change, with the truth of poverty, with the truth of war, with the truth of dot, dot, dot. And we too. We are in a phase, in a cycle, where humanity is experiencing the chickens do come home to roost. And the old paradigm of the Piscean Age is blame and shame and denial. But that is not awakeness, that is not truth of being, that is not truth of moment. And so each of us in our lives is being called to the smile, to the temple of an incarnated life, to purpose, to the stage of our life that we have called a journey that we thought was about getting to somewhere else, some other state, some other place, some other truth. No, smile. Each of us knows what is our truth, just as humanity does. Just as the earth does. Smile with the power of its simplicity. Feel it course through your veins and cascade from one bowl to the next. Of smile and awareness, to heart and equanimity, shared purposefulness on this planet, to the bowl at our root center, our livingness, our choice of incarnation. And then realize, as we sit in this peace, in this centeredness, in this now, that it isn't even about you or I. That our purpose isn't about ourselves. It kind of seems to be, but that's not really the big picture. It simply is about awareness. The livingness of awareness and awareness as one's life. And the amazing thing about that is that that doesn't look like one thing. That doesn't taste like, feel like, move like one thing, awareness as a life. It is in any given situation, it will feel and be completely unique. How powerful, how it calls upon every aspect of us, joyfully cultivating every aspect of us in all our circumstances, in all our situations. How powerful, how amazing. This is why we have the circumstances we do. This is why our stage moves around with its various props and people. So as we bring this completion, this meditation to a completion, you are invited to open your eyes and gaze at this butterfly smile on the screen. Live from truth of being. Bring it into the world. That's why each of us is here. Love you all. Bring your love and its light into each and every moment. Create your day.